Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Happy Monday, Richies. So Thanksgiving is over, but I'm still burping it up, thankfully. And the season of gratitude is honestly just getting started.
Yeah, and we've been thinking a lot about what it is we're thankful for.
Right. So before Thanksgiving, we talked about the pop culture moment we were most thankful for this year, which was, of course, the epic Friends reunion special.
Oh, Schwimmer, so good. And now we've got to send out some cosmic praise for the celebs that we give thanks for every single day.
Okay, so mine is a pop star and, let's be honest, pretty much a force of nature.
Yeah, and mine is a god who happens to act and, ugh, I wish nature would force my way.
Wow. Do you have any guesses on mine, Arisha? Like, I feel like you know me pretty well, so are you just going to read my mind like always?
Wow, truth hurts, Brooke.
Why men great till they gotta be great?
And here we go.
All right, you love it and you know it. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, November 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, there are so many celebs we like, but then there's the ones that we just love and cannot get enough of.
Yeah.
And today, we're going to gush about them, starting with my choice, total pop sensation and icon, my queen, Lizzo.
Oh, bow down.
Yes. So there are honestly so many amazing qualities about Lizzo, like as an artist and as a person. She's given us multiple smash hits like Truth Hurts, Good as Hell, Rumors, and my fave, Tempo. But she's also an incredible role model, and she's done a lot for the body neutrality movement. That's right. I said body neutrality, not body positivity.
Yeah. So she's actually called out the body positivity movement for being commercialized and appropriated to the point where it's just trendy and cool and no longer a space that actually promotes transformation.
Yeah.
And just for clarity, the body positive movement urges people to love their bodies no matter what they look like. Whereas body neutrality focuses on what your body can do for you rather than what it actually looks like, which I love and I think is so important.
Right.
And Lizzo's also been very open with fans about her own insecurities with her body, but she also shares moments she feels sexy and confident. And I truly live for those twerking videos. And I just, she gives us what we truly need in our souls.
Yes. So Lizzo has consistently celebrated her size and figure. She's also been very transparent with the public about her challenges as a plus size woman in the entertainment industry, which we've talked about so much. We know it's
tough. Yeah. I mean, women already get so much scrutiny just being in the industry. And then you add being a woman of color, and then you add being a plus size woman. And it's just... Ugh. So after we've actually talked about this, after her single Rumors with Cardi B came out, she got a lot of negativity and hate for how her body looked.
Yeah.
And so Lizzo ended up going live on Insta and clapping back at the abuse in good old Lizzo fashion, saying, "What I won't accept is y'all doing this to Black women over and over and over again, especially us big Black girls."
Mm. Preach. Which,
yeah. Preach.
Preach. I love her, God. But Lizzo hasn't just spoken out about her body and stood up for herself. She definitely puts her money where her values are. She hires diverse dancers for her tours, dancers who don't look like what you typically see on a normal pop singer's tour.
Yeah, I love this. I love that she doesn't just talk the talk. She truly is walking the walk. She repeatedly has asked for bigger bodied women to audition for her tours and has encouraged dancers to audition for her regardless of their race or orientation. And of the shows that I've seen, or at least pictures of shows that I've seen, she definitely has the most diverse looking group of backup dancers.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sick of seeing people that look like me, honestly. And that's not like sexy dancers. I just mean a bunch of white people. Although I am a sexy dancer.
I was going to say, but also sexy dancers.
Let's be honest. You do have that.
You
want to
see less sexy ones? That's what I was just thinking of.
So obviously, in addition to being a body normative queen, Lizzo is honestly so talented. Like, not only does she sing, dance, and rap, but I remember the first time I even saw her. A video of hers went viral where she was singing and then starts playing the flute. And I was like,
yes,
who is this absolute icon? Like, I was, the second I saw that video, I was sold.
I mean, she's like classically trained in the flute. And what kills me is like she plays them on some of her tracks. The flute is appropriately named Sasha Flute, which I just love.
I mean, is that like a nod to Beyonce?
Yeah.
Like Sasha Fierce? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
I just, so much, just so much talent just oozing out of this woman.
Yeah, I'm jealous, honestly. But I think we fell in love with Lizzo even more this year when she was honestly just like us, like just a girl sliding into the DMs of her crush, asking him to love her, and who just so happens to be your choice for celeb thankfulness, Arisha, the godlike Chris Evans.
Yeah, gift from God himself. Chris Evans, this whole interaction was, I think, what fueled me for the rest of the year. Like, it's just, it's keeping me going. And the best part is that he responded to her. So that's the difference between me sliding into DMs and Lizzo. But I can aim for something in my life.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy is you actually play the skin flute. So you would think you'd get some more replies.
You'd think.
Lizzo shared everything with her fans, which obviously really makes us love her more. Like, she's very open. And then back in April, Lizzo DM'd Chris three emojis, a wind gust, a guy dunking, and a basketball, which was her way of saying she was shooting her shot. God, I just love it.
Yes, you've got to shoot your shot. And then she shared it in a TikTok video telling her friends not to drink and DM, sage advice. But then Chris responds by telling her he's a huge fan and to keep up the good work.
This, I know I've said this before, but this interaction truly made me a Chris Evans fan.
So
listen, Chris, where do we begin? Like, we're very thankful for his beautiful presence in our lives, of course. But there are a lot of things about him to love.
Yeah, let me count the ways. So Chris is probably best known for playing Captain America in the Marvel franchise. He's got that all-American, bring him home to mom vibe. Very classic. But then in addition to being an incredible actor who just happens to look Jesus Christ sexy as all get out in a superhero costume, he's also a celeb we can get behind because he seems so humble and down to earth, which I feel like you don't get that much in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And this really was showcased when he sent that gift to all of us, the accidental dick pic. And I feel like he handled it like a champ. Like, he used it to just say, like, yep, I made a mistake. Don't forget to vote since I have your attention. And I just loved that.
Yeah.
Loved him. And then I feel like this is where we all three of us could just truly be together forever. He's also obsessed with his dog, who is one of the cutest dogs I've ever seen, named Dodger.
Wait.
And a man? I said one of.
No, but hold on. When you say the three of us, do you mean me, you, and Chris, or you, Chris, and his dog?
I love that you think I meant you.
How could you not?
I mean, you do love dogs, so it actually works. Yeah. Either or. You
I'll just
or
take the dog. You have Chris. I'll take Dodger.
You were the dog. Yeah, his dog is so cute. He adopted Dodger back in April of 2017 while filming Gifted. And apparently the whole reason he joined Instagram was so that he could post all of his adorable dog pictures, which I'm more in love with him than I was before we even started recording.
Is there any other reason to start an Instagram? Everyone else is wrong. This is the reason.
I could not agree more.
Yeah. So look, as if his dog and his drool-worthy good looks weren't enough, he's also won us over with his piano videos that he shares to Instagram.
Yeah, you know how important being musically inclined is to me.
Yeah, I do.
Which is why I have that guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So the videos of Chris playing the piano are so adorable that some people are rightfully calling it emotionally attacking. Because it is. Like, I feel attacked. My emotions are just so just worn out having to watch this and feel the things that I feel. He's gorgeous.
It's probably tough for you to see someone actually play an instrument, too, and not just keep it in their bedroom.
Listen, this is a time for being thankful and kind, not attacking your best friend.
You should be thankful for my sarcasm.
I mean, listen, Chris, he's gorgeous. He loves his dog. He's funny. He plays the piano. And Lord knows I want him to play those keys in many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Could he be any more perfect?
No, he actually really is like a very well-rounded gentleman.
I love that you're calling him a gentleman.
Yeah, I mean,
top of the morning to you.
Dick pic. So Thanksgiving's over, obviously, but we'll never stop being thankful for these celebs who bring us just a little bit of extra joy and hope, right? Like, mm-hmm. we need that mm-hmm. these days.
Yes, we really do.
Honestly, who hasn't danced it out to a Lizzo bop? I mean, you and I have danced it out to several.
Yeah. Yeah. We literally danced to a Lizzo song on the way to audition for Even the Rich.
Oh, my God.
Full circle.
Oh, now I'm thankful for that. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.